Well, we start with sheepdog trials. And if you've never been to one, then you are in luck because there are two major competitions happening on the island of Ireland in the next few weeks. Next weekend, there is the International Sheepdog Trials in Blessington in Wicklow. That's a competition for Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England and Northern Ireland. And the week after that, the World Sheepdog Trials are taking place in Dromore in County Down. Sheepdogs have faced stiff competition, I should say, from quad bikes and even drones, but they still play a vital role on many farms. And that includes the farm of Brian Casey, who has worked all his life with sheepdogs on the Galtee Mountains. Mary McDonnell went to visit him on his farm in Burnscourt, Tipperary.
I keep the sheep for the dogs, not the dogs for the sheep. One time I used to have the dogs for the sheep. Now I have sheep for the dogs.
That little bit. That's a beautiful sheepdog after coming over here to us now, and he has curly white and black fur, and he's a little bit of brown around the mouth.
The spin.
And he's just enjoying that kind of a little scratch now around his eyes.
That's all they wanted. This is Nell. Nell is just two. I've trained her myself, reared her and trained her myself. She's off of Monte, my old dog.
Nell really has that younger, youthful look. Her fur is very shiny and her face, she kind of has still got that little puppy face, really.
She has, yeah. Oh, she's a little devil, though.
And she's jumping up on you now. And her colouring now, she's kind of the black and white.
Black and white, yeah. Border collies. Come on, Clyde.
The third dog after flying out of a little house here.
What a boy, Clyde. Oh, the man. What a boy. The pedigree go back to late 1800s, like. With the International Sheepdog Society.
So these dogs, if you were to kind of go back on their family tree, fair enough.
They'll have won the international trials of grandfathers all the way back along, yeah.
It's lovely to be here so close to the mountains.
Yeah, it's nice. Well, I was reared here. I was reared on these Galtees. So when we were young, we was up there with my father and we'd be doing the dogs. So we kind of got fed up with that. We said we better think of something else. So we got a dog to do the work.
So before that, were ye little children rounding up all the sheep on the mountains?
Running, yeah, telling it to stop this gap and stay at that one. And it didn't all appeal to me at all. I'd rather give the orders and have someone else do it. So we decided we'd train a dog to do it.
But you liked the sheep farming element of
it. Oh, yes, I've been sheep farming all my life and I really like it, yeah. Ben, come on.
Brian's sheep are inside in this little pen here now with their dash of red spot on them. So we're opening up the pen now.
Get over that side.
Okay, so I need to go over here to the left. Why? Oh, my goodness. He took off at an almighty rate. So Clyde is running alongside the sheep and now the sheep are actually coming right towards us and he's weaving in and out, reacting to every whistle.
One whistle is for stop, another whistle is for walk up, another one for his left, another one for his right side. Right. Stop. It's his left. Walk up. Then he goes for water when he comes back.
He's in the river now and he's kind of taking a little bath and dropped to drink.
And there, by Clyde. I hold a few trials here every year. They'd be from all over Ireland. There would be probably 50 dogs competing in it. The dog have to go down and catch 4 sheep, come up, put them into a pen. You have to fetch, and then you have a drive. You have to get 2 horses in the drive, and then you come back and you have to pen them, and then you have to take out 2 and hold them out.
Separate out 2 sheep and make sure they stay away from the other sheep.
The other ones, yeah. The trial was invented to test the ability of the dog. The fetching is bring the sheep to you. The driving is if you want to drive sheep up a hill away from you. The shedding, if you want to sell 2 sheep and you want to leave the other 3. And the penning, you want to load them into a trailer.
Well, it's not just something that you're doing so you can compete with the dogs. It actually works back into your life as a sheep farmer on the mountains.
It do, yeah.
Little Nell now has just jumped down now. She's very eager. She's...
Nell, do Nell! Nell! She don't want to come out.
You know, she's that little bit younger. So she's still kind of learning there now. It was a few times she didn't quite do exactly what you asked her.
No, not like the other fellow, no. She wants to do it her way, enjoy it. Isn't that right, Nelly? There you go.
Oh, she's come up now for a lovely kind of a cuddle. And you know, it's lovely that when they do come up to you, you do cuddle them. Like, they're working dogs, but
when they do fairly right for you, you must kind of look after them too.
Nelly, you were saying she's only 2 years old. The first day now that you brought her down here to the field, had she any training done?
Well, we had, yeah. When she was young, growing up, as she was around the yard, we were trying to lie down and come back to us. And it's in the yard you do all the training. Obedience. I got up in Glengarra when Nell was young there now, and to be a case of I'd have her on the lead and I'd have her lying down, and then I'd tell her, get up, walk. And next thing, when she comes and she starts walking sheep, it's all come natural. She knows what you're talking about, like, Nell, up.
And we're really kind of coming onto the mountain here now.
Oh, the white light, oh, the boy. I've been out on the side there, I'm stopping up on it.
And the dogs are just walking along beside us. The mouth's open with the tongues hanging out.
The mouth is the same as it was, that God made it like. Just heather and rocks and stones and...
Oh yeah, we're going over those stones now. I can feel it's been kind of thrown around a little bit, but does this look exactly the same as when you were coming up here as a child?
Always, never change, no.
Just dismounting now. Ben has been let free there by Brian.
This is where the dogs really learn, like, because it's open terrain, like, and these guys are lively.
So Ben has taken off and is immediately at work. He's after getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 8 sheep all in a group, and they're all moving together. What are you looking for?
Just to see, make sure they're healthy and they're fine, that's all.
You're bringing them up near to you now. Do sheep have personalities?
Of course they do. Yeah, you'd see them, sure, that even when we'll be trialling, like, you'd see the sheep will tell you the weaker dog. They'll turn around and fight him. Hunt him out of the place if they have to, yeah? If he's not strong enough, like, if he's strong enough, they won't look at him. If they lamb up here on the wild mountain, like, they have to fend off the fox from their lamb. They're used to protecting their lamb, so they're next thing to a wild animal, if you like, but they're domesticated wild animal, if you want to put it that way.
Do you feel a connection now to this land?
Oh, yes, yeah. You've been nearly closer this than the fields. Like, the fields are just ordinary fields to us, like, but the mountain is different, like. Even when I was younger, I used to be breaking in sheep, and I'd be there in fog and rain, and didn't seem to matter.
Oh, so we're off again. And the dogs are just trotting along happily beside us. They have a kind of a happiness in them that you can see the little smile with the tongue hanging out.
They're enjoying life, yeah. They're like myself, they're enjoying the life.
Brian Casey in Burncourt in Tipperary talking to Mary MacDonald there. Well, Brian isn't competing in the upcoming sheep trials, but someone who is James McLaughlin from the Inishowen Peninsula in Donegal, who has a hill farm, and he works his two dogs, Skye, who is 6 years old, and Prince, who is 3, and he'll be competing in Blessington and Dromore in the next few weeks. Good morning, James.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. James, I just wonder, you know, listening there to Brian, is training for, you know, what they are facing in the next couple of weeks, these big competitions, is it a bit like, I don't know, you training for a marathon? Do you put them on a particular regime?
For me, no, it's quite the opposite. At this stage of the game, it's just a matter of just taking out for light runs. At this stage, this close now, it's just about rest period up to the final, you know. You've got to have your preparations all done at this stage, you know.
So the work has been done already?
Yeah.
And at the point where, I mean, it's Blessington first, at the point where you take the dogs down there, Skye and Prince, and you let them out, will they know that it's a big day? Will they know what's expected of them?
Yeah. I've been trialling now for many years now, and I've thought that at the very start that it was just do they know or do they not know? But if you just walk them that little bit at home at the weekend, they excel to a level. But they seem to know when you go to a competition, they just give you that extra maybe 10% and just up their game. So at this stage, I would think, yeah, they definitely know it's a competition time, you know.
And you heard there Brian talking about his dog Nell, who sounds like she's quite a character. She wants to do it her own way, but she's young. I mean, your youngest, yeah. Am I right in saying it's Prince?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Is it the same for you? I mean, are they 6 years old? Would that be a kind of more mature dog? Have they got a steadier head on them?
Yes, of course, yeah. Yeah, anything over four, up to four now, you've got a handful if they're that type of a dog. But once you get to the six-year-old, like Skye there now, she's fully trained and she's starting to just mellow in, and she nearly knows she nearly knows what's happening, you know.
Yeah, I suppose she can also I presume a bit of a calming presence for Prince, who essentially is like a teenager, isn't he?
Yes, correct. He's full of life, full of beans, and you've got to just watch and be on him, because he's the edgy one. He's the one that can make the mistake out of impatience, you know.
and I wonder as well, I mean, everyone out there can go along to these sheepdog trials. They are, the public can go and have a look. And I know in the past you have competed in and won twice the BBC's iconic One Man and His Dog competition. And that was, am I right in saying 200,000 people were watching you?
The whole of London. It was in Stansted Heath, and it was a closed park, open park, but it's the one park that's nearly left there. So they closed it for the weekend, and then they all came then to see what was happening here, what was going on. So it was a miraculous crowd, like.
Yeah, that's an awful lot of people. Do the dogs, I mean, the focus that sheepdogs have, to me, is always just amazing to see. When all those people are watching, do they get distracted?
That day was in particular one of the difficultest days that ever I competed, because it was just the full circle of the park, and they were just a crowd thick. So the whole way right round, the bottom, the sides, the top, BBC done their best to keep the thing back. But as the day went on, the crowd just came thick. And a few dogs... Lucky enough, not my own, but one of the competitors now, just the crowd just didn't, it just took over for the dog. The dog got a little bit lost in what it was doing.
The course in Dromore, which is after the Blessington trials, I gather you've been looking at the course. I mean, it is a bit like a marathon in that every course is different. And this one in particular, I gather it's quite tricky.
This one was used back in 2018, if I'm correct, or 2018 for an international. And we've been up and competed at it, and it proved really, really difficult, but a very challenging, and can be successful. It can be done, but one of the best.
One of the best, but quite uphill, I gather, is it?
It is, yeah. Mm. It runs in for a sort of a 200, 300 yard level, and then you run into a real climb up, then possibly another 300 to 400 yards of a climb uphill. So it's definitely out there one of the best, really looking forward to getting a crack at it again.
Yeah, and finally, James, at that event, you are going to be herding a Scottish breed, the Lanark sheep.
That's correct.
Brian talking about some sheep can be quite defiant. I suppose they're used, as he said, to dealing with foxes and all the rest. Does it make a difference to you which breed of sheep you have to herd in these competitions?
No, the Lanark type is well endorsed now into Ireland here now at the moment. It's we've been running a few trials on them this year already, because we've been competing all over Ireland. So they're good. They're good for travelling, but they are just a little bit faster on their feet and a little bit faster reactions than our Suffolk Texel type Irish cross. So you've got to be really on your toes for them, because it can be just all over within a minute or two. Once it goes wrong with those type of sheep, it goes totally wrong.
You're finished, yeah. Well, listen, best of luck in the competitions. We'll be following your progress. And anyone out there, if you'd like to go to these events, you can go to worldsheepdogtrials.org and internationalsheepdogtrials.ie for more information. But James, thanks a million for joining us this morning. Give Skye
Thank
and
you,
Prince a pet from us, and best of luck in the next few weeks.